Good morning. It's always good to be here. Welcome, friends and family and some faces I don't recognise. That's always nice as well. Thanks, Brooke. I did message Brooke as I normally do when he says, can you speak for me and, you know, what do you want me to talk on? What's your big idea? And he did say, which I think this message really connects with Brooke's testimony this morning, because it's all about when God steps in, we receive power for the mission. God doesn't just step in to save us. He empowers us to join his mission. And so kind of that's my heart this morning, is a couple of things. As I've wrestled with this word this week, which tends to, the older I get, the more wrestling I seem to do. And is that you would be encouraged, that you'd also be challenged, and that in all of that, that there would be just a real sense of God's hope in what he's calling you to do and be in our world. So I've entitled this Living the Disruptive Purpose. So I've been thinking about this quote this week. I'm not 100% sure where I heard it or who said it, so I can't kind of say this person said it, but it was set, this is what it is. We are not only saved from something, we are saved for something. We are not only saved from something, which we are, definitely, we are saved for something. Jesus didn't just rescue us so we could live safe, predictable Christian lives. He didn't go to the cross to make us comfortable. He saves us because he's inviting us into a story. His story. A story of redemption, restoration, and renewal. We are a for-purpose people. We are not spectators in God's kingdom. We are participants. The Bible calls us ambassadors for Christ, carriers of light. And he doesn't save us and go, yep, good luck out there, team. He fills us with his spirit. He equips us, he empowers us, and he calls us into mission. Ephesians 2:10, this verse was hammered into me when I went through Bible college many eons ago. For we are God's workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. Our salvation is ascending. It's a commissioning. It's an invitation to join God in what he is doing, bringing his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. But my experience tells me that this purpose we are called into can be quite disruptive. And I'm sure there are a number of you who can relate to that. I always get a little bit unsure of how honest I can be with you when I stand in this kind of place of influence, if you like. So I'm going to be a little bit raw. Is that okay? I wrote a whole bunch of stuff in my journal this year around this idea of disruptive purpose. And I want to read to you a little bit about it to help. Again, I want this to be an encouragement, because sometimes I think the reality is that mission and purpose is challenging. Purpose is a blessing. It's beautiful. But it can also be brutal. I am driven often dragged, pulled forward by something often unseen, something relentless. Purpose. A need, a hunger, an ache to do something that matters, to be someone that matters, to speak, to write, to lead, to invite, to connect, to behave with and for purpose. A purpose that is significant. God's purpose. I have fought for it, wrestled with it, to find it, to live it, to be it. And yet, not always, but sometimes I fail. Left standing in the wreckage of another moment where purpose should have been, but wasn't. Purpose is beautiful, fulfilling, and even joyful. It is life-giving, a delight, and a blessing, but it is also chaotic. It can be confusing. It can be disappointing. At times, I have wanted to stop, to shut it off, to let go, to be free of it. The thought of an easy, predictable, purposeless life. I have at times in my journey longed for that. And yet, purpose calls me forward. It doesn't let me go. It disrupts me. It wakes me up in the night. It whispers in my heart. It drags me into conversations I'd rather avoid, to situations I struggle with, and to countries I never planned to be in. God's purpose is not always comfortable. It's not neat and tidy. It's not always easy. But it is where meaning is found and faith becomes real. It's often in the mess of his purpose that his glory takes shape. In Acts 1:8, Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Not you might, or you could, or maybe. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. The Spirit doesn't only come to comfort us, and he does that. He comes to commission us, to send us. And he doesn't send us empty-handed as his witnesses to the world. He fills us with his Spirit, the Spirit of power, so that we can love radically, serve deeply, speak boldly, and live differently. You know, I've seen this firsthand in Cambodia many, many times. Standing in spaces of poverty and pain, so overwhelmed that I feel utterly useless. And yet, I watch the Spirit at work through a hug, a prayer, a conversation, a shared meal, small things that carried the weight of the kingdom of God on earth. The Spirit is given, not so that we can hide from the world. As Brooke said earlier, we don't put our light under a bowl. He's given so we can walk into it with light in our hands and hope in our hearts. But it's messy. And if any of you are like me, I don't like messy. But welcome to the human race. It can be frustrating. It can be disappointing. It can be slow. I don't like slow either. You give your best and sometimes nothing changes. You pour out your heart and still feel like you're failing. I have been there. standing on the edge of exhaustion, wondering if it's worth it, and yet purpose keeps calling. Because it's not about me. It's about God's kingdom. Breaking into broken places, disappointed people, fractured communities through me. Our world, I believe, is drowning in disappointment. Everywhere I look, and even in my own story, there is disappointment. I was thinking about this, and I may have mentioned this last time I was here, but you know, when I was a young fella, 12, 13, 14, I was living in Adelaide at the time. If I was lucky, I might read about one kind of bad news story a week as a kid. Didn't watch the news. Might have seen a headline of a newspaper once a week if I was lucky. These days, you know, we can scroll past hundreds and hundreds of stories of war, disaster, violence, rejection, and heartbreak before breakfast. It's a lot. You know, I did some research with the help of AI, as you do, and it tells me that by the age of 25, the average person has faced over 10,000 disappointments. Rejections, betrayals, failures. It's why our mission matters. We're not here to escape the world, not even the disappointments or even the struggles. We are here to enter it as people of hope, people of love, people of light. As Brooke said earlier, we are the light of the world. You are. You are the salt of the earth. Salt doesn't shout. Light doesn't argue. They influence quietly, steadily, and powerfully. Our mission is not about ticking religious boxes. It's about the small, faithful, everyday acts that reveal God's heart and love to the world. Some of us may be called to preach on street corners. Most of us are not. It's the smile, it's the embrace, it's the advocacy. It's the standing beside someone when everyone else has walked away. It's walking in to that house, to that home, without knowing what is going to happen and what I can bring apart from the presence and the kingdom of God. I've seen it at Platform 9. I've seen small acts of kindness, the ripple that can have further than we can imagine. Because the Spirit empowers us, not just for the big moments, but for the small ones that change lives. God doesn't only invite us to believe in Him. He invites us to partner with Him. Lots of people believe in Him. Even our enemy believes in Him. But He invites us to partner. We do not build the kingdom, nor do we build the church. Jesus says, I will build my church. That's God's job, and I'm grateful. But we bring the kingdom. We carry it. We reveal it. Everywhere we go, our work, our school, our sport, our family, our neighborhood, we bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. You are not only forgiven. You are filled with the Spirit. You are sent, not only saved. We are not only a recipient of God's grace, We are called to be ambassadors of God's grace. But purpose will disrupt you. It will be uncomfortable. It will stretch you. It may even disappoint you. But it will also define you. Because when the Holy Spirit fills you, you don't just live a life that makes sense, you live a life that matters. You know, maybe for you today, just that simple reminder to reignite that purpose in your world, to fill you again, to breathe fresh courage into your heart and into your lives. And my heart is that we would open ourselves to the Spirit, not just for comfort, but for commission. Not only for blessing, but for boldness. Not just to survive, but to serve. Ephesians 3 verse 20, I'm reading out of the Message version, says, God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit, deeply and gently within us. We are not only saved from something, we are saved for something. And my heart is that as a community of faith, we would more and more live that out as we find hope and be hope to our community. Through our missions programs, through our Kingsway Care programs, but in your workplace, your backyard, your neighborhood, your school, wherever you find yourself, remember that you are a for-purpose person, created in Christ Jesus to do good works that he has prepared in advance for you to do. Be prepared to be disrupted. Let me pray for you. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here. We know your word promises that your Spirit lives in us and also dwells amongst us. And I pray that this morning we would be encouraged, that we would be filled with hope and faith from your Spirit as you empower us to be light, to be salt. As you send us into the world as carriers of your kingdom. I pray for those who may be feeling weary and disappointed, that you would bring encouragement, life and love and hope. I pray for those who are yearning and seeking to understand their purpose, that maybe feel they've lost it along the way. I pray that you would give them fresh vision. You would empower them for purpose, that we would see clearly what it is that you have called us to be in both the simplicity of loving others, but also in the direction that you want each of us to go, to say, to speak, and to love. That you would empower us in the simple moments, in the conversations, in the smile, in the service, to recognize that those moments matter. And Jesus, we pray, as you build your kingdom, as you build your church, that we would partner with you to see your kingdom come and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.